on ktalk.co.za,
on the app,
on DSTV channel 885,
and across the city on 567 AM.
This education feature is brought to you by the UCT Graduate School of Business, the business school that has been setting the pace of business education in Africa for over 5 decades. Joining me today is Asveer Rampusad. He's the Corporate Partnership Manager at UCT's Graduate School of Business. Asveer, thanks so much for joining us. I want to start by saying that I'm busy doing a project. It's a project on Long Street. It's had me go to Long Street at the weekend, see what's happening there, and I met some interesting people. And at the end of the day, people want to shake my hand, or I had quite a nice conversation with a guy. He half wanted to hug me, and I thought, how the world has changed, where that would be the first thing to go to, even in around a boardroom table or a meeting. It's the physical contact of the social tradition of shaking hands. Now I look at people who want to shake hands or come in close and I absolutely blanch. I look at old, I watch movies or archive footage on TV and I see people in close situations around boardroom tables. And I think, wow, we've come a long way in the last 8 months of lockdown in this whole new world, COVID-19 world. And it's just quite interesting of how quickly this world has changed.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. The world has changed. The way we socialize and the way that we do business has changed as well. Mm. Yeah.
Now, so then, look, we've also come from the point where we share pens. You come quickly and sit on my computer, just write a blurb. Yeah, this has been the process that we have run here in the office where things are coming up to deadline. I just would jump onto my producer's computer and I'd start typing away. But we're far now too socially conscious about that. About have I sanitized your keyboard or is my keyboard sanitized? How is that affecting the productivity, the social interaction, the overall communication and cooperation, particularly around work and business spaces?
Yeah. So I think around work and business, the default is to work remotely as long as your job provides that, yeah, and that you can work remotely. And I think going to 2021, the work environment will definitely be a remote hybrid setup. Mm. I think unless you're required to be physically in a workspace, the recommendation or request is that you work remotely. I think in your instance, of course, there's a studio and you've got to be in the studio to record, et cetera, et cetera. In most office environments, employees are able to work from home and work remotely. In this way, it does provide some level of sanitization and security and less anxiety, I suppose, about the possibility of spread or contacting the virus. Correct.
Yeah. Does it then have the opportunity to hinder business, particularly in a business atmosphere where social interaction is key? Not many people want to do business deals unless they've met someone face to face. We have the social norm on let's shake on it. Of course, we can create new social norms and we can create new social practices. But in this lacuna almost, in this middle period, how is that affecting particularly people's interaction when it comes to business?
Mm. So you know what? This year has been an experimentation, one large big experiment in terms of how businesses could remain productive and efficient and make a profit in a remote context. And I think, building relationships is critical to day-to-day business as well as to, sign on those big deals. And thankfully, through video calling and conference calling over your laptop, that sense of human interaction and engagement is still there, which does allow you to build trust to make these big business decisions, especially under current circumstances. So I think it's about finding the next best solution and the next best solution for now in the current in the current situation is, of course, virtual meetings, virtual calling, virtual calls, virtual boardroom sessions as well. And in terms of the experiment so far, it's worked pretty well. I think efficiency and productivity, if the reports are correct, have been maintained. Yeah, it has been maintained.
We talk about epoch-changing events, moving from one almost plane to another, a new framework of thinking. Is this it, or have we just been to the point almost just inconvenience? Yes, COVID-19, this pandemic is very serious, but is this the epochryphal change that sometimes come a millennia or so, every millennia or so?
So, you know, prior to COVID, there was loads of discussion in the business world about the future of work and what that world would look like. Yeah. And I think the answer was always some of it was certain and some of it was not quite clear and not quite certain. And I think given the premise that the external environment will always dictate how business responds to it, that's what COVID has done here. Yeah? And so linked to the concept and the thinking around the future of work, the future of business and the context of work, I think it's about making it happen, even though we've had these kinds of pandemic experiences. And I think the world will change significantly in the sense that our lives won't be modeled around the 9-to-5. Mm-hmm. I think work will happen as and when it needs to from anywhere. And I think that's probably what the future of work looks like. Mm-hmm. It's less restrictive in the sense that we're not confined to an office for our health reasons, of course, and our safety. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't mean that work has to stop. Work can still continue. Yeah.
You know what? After a hug, I miss a good, solid handshake the most. Asvi Rampusat, Corporate Partnerships Manager at the UCT's Graduate School of Business. Now, the UCT Graduate School of Business is committed to building the future of business leaders. Their postgraduate degrees offer candidates the tools they need to advance in the world of tomorrow. And through targeted learning interventions, the executive education short courses and customized programs give organizations a practical perspective to address the challenges they're facing. SMS BUILD UCT GSB to 43884 to start building your future through transformative learning, because a new world needs new ideas.